And you yourself, Nate, seem very excited about a receiver, Cole Beasley, who 2 years ago put up some really nice numbers. Last year kind of fell back, but from what I've been seeing, not only is Cole Beasley doing it out of the slot, they're putting Cole Beasley on the outside and letting him do his thing.
Yeah, he's running some nice routes, man, and Cheetah Bay, he's been handing it to him. I mean, getting over the top, getting underneath, digs out. So you name it, man. He kind of taking it to the young fella, you know, kind of in his head right now. You know, that can all change. You know, one good play by Cheetah Bay and things change. And I don't think they want to just put Cole out there and just stamp him out there. But they're giving him enough work early in camp so he will be familiar with it when the season comes, you know. So he's been looking good. Thompson's been looking good. Gallup had one great day. Then yesterday, he dropped passes like you would not believe. So yikes. He's going through his rookie thing.
Right.
Allen Hurns has looked nice. But I'm telling you, a guy that's showing up is number 19, McKaylee McKay. Wide receiver, man. Number 19, this kid, if they could get him the ball, I mean, the quarterbacks has been underthrowing everybody like crazy on the long balls, but it's deep, skinny posts, just straight nine routes, deep fades into the end zone. Even when they're outside the 20, they've been underthrowing guys, but this McKaylee, McKay, he's a wide receiver. He's 6'4", 210. NFL experience, Cincinnati, man. He's a free agent. The dude just keeps showing up, man. He keeps showing up. And he's making plays no matter who's sticking him, whether it's Anthony Brown, Jordan Lewis, whoever. He making his plays. And I just want the quarterbacks to get him the ball a little better when they throw it to him. Lenore is making plays. Lance Lenore, man. And I'm telling you, when you look at him, you be like, huh. I mean, he's just a decent-built guy, but he's running routes, and he's making plays. You know, and he's been doing that. He ain't having no drops. I mean, he's just being consistent. So we'll see as time goes on. It's only been 2 days of pads, but he's been pretty good out there.
Yes, do you think this is something with Cole Beasley and obviously with Allen Hurns? Because Allen Hurns came over from Jacksonville where he played in the slot really the majority of the time, so he's comfortable playing in the slot and he can also play outside. Does it seem like they're kind of trying to get Beasley to where he can have some comfort level outside where those guys can almost be interchangeable?
Definitely, and that's what it's going to be. I mean, and you see where Michael Gallup got something to him.
Yeah.
You know, but Cole Beasley has stole the show. I mean, straight stole the show. I mean, him on one side, I haven't seen him against Jones yet because Jones been locking it up now. Jones, and I mean, he's having a good training camp, but, man, I just hate to get back on his bandwagon. You know, I mean, you know how I was when he moved to safety. I'm like, give him time, da-da-da-da. And now I'm saying again, give him time. Let's see, you know. But he's playing with supreme confidence. It's hard to get over there where he's at that right corner and just handle him. You know, even when you make a catch on him, he right there on you. He's closing grab. He's closing that seam real quick. There ain't a lot of space to throw there. So, but our quarterbacks, man, I'm like, what are everybody doing? I mean, everybody throwing. I mean, they don't want to just. I guess they don't want to throw their arms out or something because throwing long ball. It seems like it's a problem with our quarterbacks.
Well, as you said, it's early. We'll see. You know, maybe they get some things going a little bit.
Yeah, get the timing better.
How is Zeke looking? We the last couple of years, even last season, coming into camp and really those first couple of games of the regular season, it seemed like it took him a couple of weeks to get, whether it was his body right or whatever it was, to really get going. But from what I'm understanding, it seems like Zeke has shown up and he's ready to go right now.
Man, Zeke, you know, and I hate to say this, man, Zeke playing with them boys, man. Zeke playing with them boys. I mean, he made a run yesterday, man. It just, I mean, because he decided to get down on it a little bit.
Mm.
And, he came up out of there, man, read a hole, read a block, you know, cruising. Then he saw that backside, and he saw somebody trying to bear down on him from the backside. And Collins had a great block, and he rolled right behind that offside, and then he just took off, man. He just took off, and I said, well, I guess he's just been joking around with him the last few days. You know, guys come up and try to hit him, and he over-exaggerate like they done really popped him. But, you know, if Zeke lowered a shoulder, we're going to be toting a couple of them young boys off the field. Zeke awesome. Is Zeke, man.
Yeah.
Zeke is Zeke. Dak has been pretty crisp, especially on his mid-range to mid-range stuff. He's been real crisp on that right there. You know, his long ball. You know, and ain't none of the quarterbacks really throwing it long good yet. And I think that's maybe just a timing thing.
What have you seen so far from the tight ends? And again, yes, it's early, but that was one of those things with no Jason Witten there. You've got Jeff Swain, Blake Jarwin, and, of course, the fourth-round draft pick, Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz, one of them is going home to their wife. I think Dalton Schultz is going home to his wife. His wife had a baby, so he's not there, but Blake and Swain and Big Rico, man. Big Rico just, Lord Jesus, this is a big man. This is a big man. And, man, he been catching the ball. I mean, he been catching the ball. It's just, when you look at the cat, man, you can't help but like him. But the question is he got enough drive? Is he got enough understanding of offense when it's run time to block somebody? Does he have enough drive and to want to do that? Because it ain't got nothing to do with athletic ability. It just got to do with all do he want to. Do he want to say, man, I'm going to block this dude. I'm going to crush this dude. And he got the capabilities to do it. You know, all right, he's going to run around 6'5", 800 pounds and say, I'm a pass catching tight end. And if that's the case, I don't think he'll last long.
Another one of the Cowboys draft picks that I think a lot of people are very intrigued by is the kid they drafted in the 7th round out of Alabama, who looks like he is, I've seen him in person before, he looks like, just like as a giant among men, and that's Bo Scarborough, just a huge running back. How does he fit with this 2018 Cowboys team that has Zeke? It looks like they may be using Zeke more in the passing game this year. And then obviously Rod Smith, who showed quite a bit last year. Where does Bo Scarborough fit in this?
That's the ticket. You know, Trey Williams, they've been trying to put back there on punt return and kickoff return. He's struggling with the punt return. But I don't know, man. Is they going to require that he play special teams, Bo? And if not, you know, he good enough, big enough, and strong enough to be in the rotation, but it just all depends on what he can offer that team because, you know, with us having the new tight end situation, with us having three quarterbacks that everybody seemed to like, you know, Mike White, Cooper Rush, and Dak, I mean, you got all these guys. I mean, you ain't got enough room now. You know, how do they look at Tavon Austin? Is he a wide receiver? Is he going to go into that mix of six guys? Are they going to keep seven? I mean, the offensive line, what, you know, is he going to keep nine or ten? So it's going to be a dogfight. You know, can they slip him through to the practice squad? Do you even want to waste a year with this big fella on the practice squad? We got a long ways to go.
Yeah, very true. So we'll see how that plays out. And then, of course, the offensive line, they made some changes in the offseason. They, of course, spent their second-round draft pick on, I suppose, the kid who's going to start at left guard against Carolina and Connor Williams, and then signing from New England, the free agent, to kind of come in and play swing tackle in that backup left tackle, right tackle role with Cameron Fleming. What have you seen from those guys so far?
Cameron, 2 days ago, was decent. Yesterday, boy, you know, you ever play hot potato and all this right there, you don't want to be touched? He didn't want to be touched yesterday. I mean, I was like, is his shoulder hurting or is something wrong? Because whenever it was a passing situation, man, it's just like he wasn't even there. I mean, and I'm like, you know, I forgot to ask the coach, was he hurt? I mean, he just didn't have a good day. Marcus Martin, a little bit overweight, he came back from the – 5-week deal. He came back a little heavy. He came back 13, between 13 and 17 pounds heavy. So he's trying to work himself. You know, and I want to say I'm not worried about veteran guys. They've been there and done that. Cameron Fleming has, and Marcus Martin. But, you know, you kind of want to see a little bit better than what they showed yesterday. Like I said, Marcus Martin looked good the day before, but not so good yesterday. I don't know if he was hurt and just trying to get through the practice because he was starting and stuff like that. But I guess they'll be all right, man. But the left guard, Connor Williams bringing it.
Nice.
Oh, he bringing it, dog. He holding his own, man. He holding his own. I mean, out of the 5 or 6 times I seen him rush, I mean, maybe he got beat slightly on one of them, but he gave great hustle. Great, you know, his technique is pretty decent. You know, people say, well, he ain't working against nobody. Well, he working better than what he worked against Texas, so he was working against somebody.
That's very true. And
yeah,
I mean, he was when he was healthy at Texas, he was very, very good. Now, obviously, he played left tackle at Texas, but he was very good at left tackle in Texas. So we'll see how that translates to left guard in the NFL for him. But if he can be solid at left guard, the Cowboys, you got to believe, are back to that level of offensive line that we saw two years ago.
And like I said, I'm not worried about Fleming.
Yeah.
I mean, if something happened to one of our guys, he's more than capable of going in there and holding up for a couple of games. And I'm going to tell you, man, what's the shocking out of all offensive line besides Williams, because he's doing a great job, is Joe Looney. I guess Joe Looney said, man, I can't let him take my little tight end spot. You know, he's the extra tight end.
Yeah.
And so he's been thumping some folks, bro, standing some folks up now. Yeah, he a different Joe Looney this year, man.
Man, if all that comes in and you've got Looney, you know, who can help out from time to time and rotate in, and Cameron Fleming, then all of a sudden you're looking at this offensive line that, like I said, you get back to that level where Zeke's just seeing holes and running for 1,700 yards again.
And Dak standing back there off play action pass doing what he got to do. And I'm going to tell you who ain't look good.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Brother Green.
Well.
Brother Green, man.
This may be it for him, huh?
Man, they ought to just sew a 30-gallon Gatorade backpack on his back.
Yeah, just so, let him carry an IV around.
You know,
the whole
just
time.
Let him mash. You know, you in the hospital, you mash the pump, and then good stuff go in you. Yeah, they need to hook one of them to this kid, man. You know, you can see, man, his confidence just—it's not there. It's not there, man. You know, and it's that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for him, especially with, you know, like you said, with Joe Looney looking good and Cameron Fleming being here now, and you wonder with Marcus Martin, who's going to be the offensive lineman that they don't have room for?
You know, Bryce Johnson looked good, one of the tackles. Jacob Campos, number 63, mm-hmm. Get word of him. He ain't very strong, but, man, people just don't run by him. You know, people just don't dominate him for him not to be, you know, for him to be one of the weaker offensive linemen on the team. You know, guys just don't run by him. Don't punish him. But I'm going to tell you now, Darrence Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
Yes, he got some dip to them hips.
Yeah.
And to them shoulders, man. He'll get off the rock, man, with some recklessness, and he continue to move. I like him, man. I like him. You know, I like him, man, and your boy got some fight in him this year, Taco. I mean, maybe he figured he don't want to be a small taco no more. He want to be a double meat taco, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, hey, man.
He wants to be the taco combo and not just like the little taco you order by itself.
Because we've had some guys show up, man, on his defensive line, man. Jihad Ward.
Yeah,
he's had some good rushes. Dayton Jones has had some good rushes. I'm telling you, Brian Price. Now I'm gonna tell you what Brian Price, kid from UT San Antonio, he got slammed on the first day by the center. I mean, slammed him on his back, and handled him. And he came out, man, and we did something we had never saw nobody do in all the years that I sent. Beat him twice in a row yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Beat our center twice in a row. Well, you know, when they went back the next time, it was just no contest. But I couldn't believe it. Everybody sitting there looking at each other like, we didn't see our center get beat twice.
Man.
You know. So.
All right.
These guys are competing, brother. I ain't saying they great. I ain't saying they're going to set the NFL on fire. But you see guys competing. They competing, man. Jahar Ward is 51. Dayton Jones, and I'm hoping I'm pronounce the kid name right, is 56. And they got some pressure on the team blitz yesterday. They got on our first unit pretty good because a lot of guys are not here, so they starting those two guys. And Crawford once again teasing me. Tyrone Crawford, the defensive tackle. Well, defensive end, excuse me, Tyrone Crawford, he's teasing me again because now he goes down inside, right, and have three or four great rushes.
Man. All right.
Then he runs back outside and what's it called? It just shuts him down. Tyrone Smith just shuts. Oh, I'm telling you, man, Tyrone frustrated him so bad, he just took his helmet off and stranded on the ground, and like eight people had to go calm him down.
Man.
Because he went into the hotel and didn't come back out.
Well, it's exciting stuff. I mean, great, we're a weekend, but it's exciting seeing some flashes of potential, hoping they can put it together. And obviously, you kind of maintain that growth, and we'll see what happens with that first preseason game coming up in August.